Thank you. God bless you and greetings to you in the wonderful name of our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today I want to share with you a great truth on how God rescued us. But in order to understand how God rescued us, we first should know how we got in a position to need rescuing. The roots of man's dilemma stem back to the time of Genesis 1:28, when God originally gave man rulership, dominion, and authority over this world. Man was placed in this world as the ruler and caretaker. But when sin entered the earthly realm due to man's disobedience to God, man lost his authority, his dominion, and rulership. The devil, who was handed the rulership in man's fall, offered to give it to Jesus Christ in the temptation as recorded in Luke 4. The devil said to Jesus Christ, "For that power and glory of the kingdoms of this world is delivered unto me." Therefore, unto this very day, the world in which you and I live is Satan's realm. We live in the realm which is under Satan's rulership. According to Ephesians 2:1, all people are born in this world, dead in trespasses and sins, according to verse 12, having no hope and without God. Being in such a dire state, we definitely need rescuing. Colossians 1:13 reads, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of or by his dear Son." The word "delivered" is more emphatically translated "rescued." God in Christ rescued us. Notice that this verb is in the past tense. Therefore, God no longer needs to rescue us. He has already done so. The word "from" is the Greek word "ek," meaning out of, or out from the center as of a circle. What did he rescue us out of, or out from among? The answer is the power of darkness. This world, which is darkness and is under the dominion of the devil, is that which God has rescued us out from among. He rescued us out of this world even while we were still dwelling here. That God could do this is one of the greatest miracles. The word "power" in this verse 13 of Colossians 1 is the Greek word "exousia," from which English derives the word "exercise." He has delivered us from the exercised power of darkness, the exercising influence of this kingdom of darkness. The word translated in Sanskrit is citizenship. So he rescued us out from among the exercised power of darkness and gave us citizenship. This is a tremendous truth. What does this citizenship in his kingdom entail? To begin with, let's take a look at the Greek word for the word "city," which is polis, P-O-L-I-S. The cities in biblical times were surrounded by walls. The wall policed the city. The walled city was the polis. The people within the walls were called the people of the polis. The walls guarded them from being attacked. Walls were never built to keep people inside the city, but to keep the enemy out. The walls formed a protection, not to keep the free people of a city or a state enclosed, but to keep the enemy away from the free people. A free citizen in a city is called a politis, from which we get the word "politics." Biblically speaking, we are citizens of a kingdom. We are politicians. Abraham searched for a city, it says, a polis. By faith, he, Abraham, sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he, Abraham, looked already for a city, a polis, which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. This is according to Hebrews 11, 9 and 10. Abraham in his day looked forward to a city, not here upon earth, but a polis, whose builder and whose maker is God. This city is protected with the hedge of God, wherein the people would be free citizens. Our citizenship, our free life, is in heaven. Even while we're yet on this earth, we have the promise of being citizens in a free state. Hebrews 13:14 declares, "For here on this earth have we no continuing city police, but we seek one to come. If we have no continuing city here, we can never have complete freedom here. Therefore, we seek one to come. That city which is to come must be uncorrupted inside and protected all around to ensure the citizens of total freedom. This city could only be the city whose builder and maker is God. This word polis, meaning city, is carried forth in words of cities even here in the United States, like Indianapolis, Annapolis, Minneapolis. We find this usage in the names of all the cities that end with the letters of the word P-O-L-I-S. By the very event of being born into this world, my people, we were children of Satan's realm. This is the meaning of the word wrath in children of wrath. We were born children of Satan's realm, not spiritually, but physically. Physically, I was born a child under Satan's rulership, dead in trespasses and sins, without God and without hope in this world. But God changed all this, as recorded in Ephesians chapter 2. God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, and hath raised us up together with Christ, and made us sit together in heavenly places. The text gives in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Who did the quickening? Who raised us up? Who made us sit in the heavenlies? God. Because it declares in the Word of God that we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. God's workmanship came to bear when we were spiritually dead. At that time, God made us alive. Before God rescued us, we were dead in sins, but God sent his only begotten Son, who was the means by which we could be rescued. We are God's workmanship, created through the accomplishments of Christ Jesus. Literally, God rescued us. You know, God drew us, rescued us out from the exercised influences of Satan. There are people, however, in Satan's world who will never be saved, for they refuse to believe. But for those of us who want to believe, God, by his foreknowledge, has rescued us out from the power of Satan. When God separated us and rescued us, he brought us as citizens into his kingdom by the efforts of his dear Son. It was God who sent his only begotten Son in the world to seek and to save those who are lost, specifically those of us who desire to be saved. God rescued us even while we were still living in this world. And when he rescued us, it says we were buried with him. We arose with him. When he ascended, we ascended with him. When Christ conquered, we conquered with him. When he was seated, we were seated with him. When he ascended, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. We were given the power to live victoriously, even in the realm of Satan, having the ability to manifest the power of God in the more abundant life. What a revelation to the soul of man. What glory, what joy, what peace, what bliss to know that we are rescued now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the greatness of this rescuing out from among the powers of darkness, and that as believers, we can walk right on top of the heap with the greatness of your love and grace. Therefore, I thank you for every believer this day in the name of Jesus Christ.